Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Lance Gilman. He's the partner broker with the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. A great show coming up. Lance for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Mark your calendars for Senior Fest, September 6th, 9 to 2 at the Reno Town Mall. Senior Fest provides information and referral, home and community-based resources, health screenings, and flu shots. The El Dorado Showroom Entertainment, The Full Monty, will provide a special performance along with Erica Paul and the Swinging Jazz Cats. That's Senior Fest, corner of South Virginia and Peckham, where there's plenty of free parking. Call 348-0717. Senior Fest is brought to you by these great sponsors.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always delighted to welcome back to the program Lance Gilman. He is partner broker with the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, home of everything, it seems, at this point in time. I want to take you back. Because, you know, people may not know your history. At one point, you worked for Capitol Records.
I did.
What did you do for Capitol Records?
I did. A youngster. Long title. I was called the Regional Director of Artist Promotion and Development, Western Region. So I was out there searching for new talent to bring in to do recordings. And then I was supporting all of the existing. Actually, it was interesting at Capitol in those days. They were about to lose the Apple franchise, which represented about 70% of their, the Beatles. And so they were working very hard to replace that income. So it was kind of a transitional period, and it was very interesting.
How long did you stay in the record business?
Oh, 2.5 years.
And then how did you go from that to development, and how did you meet Roger Norman?
Oh, goodness. Well, that you are going back a long ways, yeah?
Well, we talk about a lot of current stuff, and we'll get to that in a minute, but we got a whole show. So
out of the business with Capitol Records, we were all talking about a four-day work week at those years. And so I thought, well, four-day work week, we're going to have a lot of leisure. So I decided that I was going to go into the boat business and start doing ATVs and boats. And so I opened a retail facility, and I had the marina down at Glorieta Bay in San Diego. And so we started selling boats, everything from 15-foot little ski boats, Glastrons, up through 67-foot cruisers, Grand Banks. And so it was a boat business, and I was looking for the leisure business. And it worked really well for the 70s. Of course, we had some backup there. We had the oil crisis and gas crisis in the early 70s. And then all of a sudden in the late 70s, we started into a California recession. So at that point, I learned that that the money that we're buying boats, the discretionary income, well, those folks were all out of the commercial industrial industry. They were building things, investing in things, construction folks. So it appeared to me that the industry to be involved in that had all that discretionary boat income, right, I needed to get into real estate. So in about 1977, I secured a broker's license. And I went to work for the Grubb & Ellis Company in San Diego. And the first thing they teach you when you have your license, okay, go do something, is go find a piece of property or something to represent. And the very first property I found was a dilapidated sign on a piece of property out in La Mesa, California. And so I met a partner of a fellow and signed on. And first thing you know, I had it leased, and we were going to build a shopping center there. Turns out that the main investor was Roger Norman. And he and I have been together ever since 1978.
What was Roger's background before he got into developing?
Well,
wasn't he in an automobile?
Roger could paint your cars. When I met Roger, what he did is he had an auto body shop and paint shop. And he was smart enough, bright enough, he had a vision, if you will. So when I met him, he'd turned his automotive paint and restoration shop into these little shopping centers, which are just focused on cars, auto malls. So he had the transmission and the shocks and all the various things that he would lease out. And when I met him, he had seven of those in Southern California. But really where he started was in the paint and body business.
And so you developed shopping centers down in San Diego area.
Yes, sir.
And then moved to Reno in what, the early 1980s?
Actually, 85. California was overheating. Real estate was not looking real good. Land prices were overheated. And I read an article out of Washington, D.C. that said 10 boom towns you can count on for the 90s. 10 boom towns you can count on. And this was 1985, 86. And so I packed up my four kids and all my household goods, and I moved to Reno in 1985. I still had some projects down there that I had a 2,500-acre residential project I was finishing up, and so I still had my oar in the water in California. But I moved up here lock, stock, and barrel and got acquainted with Northern Nevada, 10 boom towns you can count on the 90s. We purchased the Double Diamond Ranch South Meadows Business Park, which
with
was
Roger.
25 with Roger. Well, I went back and got Roger. I said, hey, I found a deal up here. You, buddy, we got to come up here and look at this. And he was ready to get out of California at that point himself, and so... and so we flew up and we flew over the Double Diamond Ranch. And I said, you know, Path of Growth, this is a great project down here. And he agreed.
The freeway was going to be heading that way.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we had a fair amount to do with that. We dedicated over 2 miles of freeway right away so we could extend 395 south. So.
And what was your confidence level that the growth was going to come?
Absolutely certain. There were a lot of things in our market that were kind of holding the market back. We were kind of controlled by one entity, and we were just a build-to-suit market, and we were primarily just a distribution market, if you will. We really hadn't got our feet under us yet and identified manufacturing and value-added product and payrolls. And so once we realized that the market was about out of industrial property in the 90s, it was. South Meadows was one of the last. So that's where we focused on the Double or South Meadows. Come on, Lancer. When we went out and bought the ranch from Azamara Minerals and Gulf Oil and all of that,
which became a Tahoe Reno Industrial Center.
Tahoe Reno Industrial Center.
But
right.
The growth that you generated in South Reno was phenomenal because it led to so much more growth and housing. I mean, even now, that's still growing.
Well, it was really the start, in my opinion, of the high tech industry. You remember Lockheed Mountain Gate Data Systems? They had the laser guidance contract with Raytheon for the Patriot missiles, and that was really one of our first, if you will, high tech manufacturers. They brought in five different companies from around the world into that Lockheed building, and the interesting thing for me is those companies never left. Even when Lockheed downsized and left, all five of those companies, their people stayed. They didn't want to leave Northern Nevada. So really, that was really the birthplace, if you will, of new industry and manufacturing, and it kind of grew from there. But and then, of course, the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center offered the amount of land necessary. You know, I look back and I smile. The largest transaction we did in South Meadows was a 100-acre site for reorganizing and the headquarters for IGT Corporation. And 100 acres was the largest. And right now, Sam, you and I visited out there at TRI, and there's a Tesla's got over 3,000 acres today, and we're really hot in the hunt right now for a 2,500-acre masterful project that will probably eclipse Tesla. And so now we're talking about 1,000 acres and 700 and 640 and 3,000. It's amazing. We just had to turn the floodgates loose, break the dam that was holding us back in the 90s, because we were really constricted, if you will, for growing toward an industrial base. Our governor's had a lot to do with it, too. When he formed GOED and brought Steve Hill and all the folks in, and we started really focusing on reinventing ourselves from a gaming community to a economic diversified base. And so you got to hand a lot of credit over to Sandoval as well.
All right, let's take a break. More with Lance Gilman when we get back.
Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is sponsored by Valley Electric Association, Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and Capital Partners.
Sully's in Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch NFL and college football. With all-new high-def TVs, including the pop-up, our 17-foot TV wall, and all-new high-def TVs. Cold beer, great food, and new TVs. Tamarack Junction.
Mark your calendars for Senior Fest, September 6th, 9 to 2 at the Reno Town Mall. Senior Fest provides information and referral, home and community-based resources, health screenings, and flu shots. The El Dorado Showroom Entertainment, The Full Monty, will provide a special performance, along with Erica Paul and the Swinging Jazz Cats. That's Senior Fest, corner of South Virginia and Peckham, where there's plenty of free parking. Call 348-0717. Senior Fest is brought to you by these great sponsors.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Sully's in Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch NFL and college football. With all-new high-def TVs, including the pop-up, our 17-foot TV wall, and all-new high-def TVs. Cold beer, great food, and new TVs. Tamarack Junction.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Lance Gilman. He is a partner broker at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Now, you've been saying, we've been talking about this, I think, for pretty close to a year, about this 2,500-acre project that could potentially be bigger than Switch and Tesla combined. Is that still what you're looking at?
Absolutely what we're looking at. I have to be very, very, very cautious with this particular transaction. I have signed a non-disclosure agreement. And so what these folks are doing, it's critical that they stay behind the curtains, if you will. And so about all I can talk about is that project. But Sam, I can also tell you, we have contracts out for 750 acres for a Texas group. We have another 649-acre project that's working in conjunction with that. And then, of course, we got our major flagship hotel. I'm not sure I can say their name, but they actually have approved the site out there for a beautiful, I think it's called a courtyard. I'm not sure how that works. Okay. But at any rate,
that would be a Marriott if it was.
Might be. But at any rate, we've got the first major hotel now in focus and on the ground. They've got their site.
So that would be a business hotel?
It will.
Can you give an idea of how many rooms they're looking at?
Oh, a couple hundred.
A couple of hundred to get started?
Sure.
And they have room to expand?
Well, they have room to expand, and I can also tell you that there are probably five hotel sites in play right now around the very... You consider the size of the park and how much there is there, but there are restaurants now and hotels and health clubs and everybody, a nice new Maverick Travel Center in the park. So all of the retail and services are starting to fill up along USA Parkway. And, of course, USA Parkway today, they're working 24 hours a day. They're under the lights out there. They're going to finish that roadway to Highway 50 by August of next year.
Really?
You and I can walk.
Wow.
And that's going to change the dynamics of that entire northern Nevada community.
And that's about 3 or 4 months ahead of schedule, right?
Actually, I think Ames Construction out of Utah are the ones that bid it, and they brought in and said, we'll bring it in 90 days early. But that's why they're out there literally under the lights. They're going to start paving the first section across what we call the Comstock Meadows, which is where this large corporate group is looking right now. And I think we'll have that paved by the end of September, Sam. September, next month.
Okay, so is there any time frame on this deal going through? Is there a timeline, or is it just in the negotiating stage? And I'm presuming that you and the governor's office are working together on this?
That would be a good presumption. Certainly the governor's office is very much involved, along with other departments and entities. This group is not brand new to our market. I think that it would be fair to say they've probably been looking at this market and the Western market generally for as much as 5 years. They're going to challenge us. You know, they're going to challenge all of our utilities. We pretty well have the water issue solved, but power is a major issue with them right now, both the cost of power and the availability. So they're going to be looking at Nevada Energy to do a lot of things.
Do you think that that's going to involve construction, or do you think that's going to involve importation as far as power goes?
All of the above. I think I noticed in the paper that that we're looking at buying another power plant down in Arizona, I believe. That would be part of the equation. So certainly we're going to have to expand our transmission line programs, but because we're talking about copious quantities of electrical power.
Okay, so that will give us hints as to what kind of company that we're looking at, without me trying to put you on the spot, though, but we know the kind of companies that use copious amounts of electricity. How long does it take to build a transmission line, and who's going to fund that?
The transmission lines are faster, and of course we have a lot of transmission into our market today, so it's not necessarily what we don't have maybe is the generation capacity it would be nice to have. But I'm out of my comfort zone,
right,
there, because, you know, we need to talk to Nevada Energy. All I can tell you is that they are working 7 hours a day. And as a matter of fact, I have a meeting this afternoon. And so there's a lot of planning for transmission, for substations, for a new generation capacity. You know, if we circle back to Tesla and Switch, I think between those two, they might be using upwards of, 800 megs of power just between the two of them. Now, maybe that's an overstatement. I don't know where all that fits. But let's just say that all those companies are going to use one heck of a lot of, need a lot of electrical capacity.
And is it going to require a special session to get this done if it gets that far?
That's unknown. That question has been brought up at the table. It's possible. Anything's possible. But that's kind of an unknown right now. But I can tell you the track is strong. The probability is strong. I never count my chickens until I got the check,
right,
and put it in the bank. And even then, sometimes it comes the other way. But it looks very, very strong at this point. And the nice part of it is we just don't have all of our eggs in one basket. You know, when you can start talking about, 2,500 here, but 750 over here and 650 over here, and then 1,000 down in the lower valley, and those are all in play at the desk right now. It truly is busy. I think the one piece that's missing, you know, we can always talk about the things we're excited about. So these big bombers come in. Well, they have their financing. They all bring it with them. One of the things that's missing right now that I'm saddened over somewhat is that our financial capability hasn't caught up with demand, so we're not seeing a lot of small business. And I really think our national health is in the small business community, and unfortunately, those folks are having a hard time buying land and building their buildings because really there's no bank money available to buy property. You have to pay cash for it, so you're in $2-3 million bucks for your site. And then you have to go get a loan, 65 or 60% loan to value to build it. So you have so much upfront cash that it's kind of keeping the smaller but very healthy companies out of the marketplace. So.
And I think that there, maybe after the election, there's going to have to be a reformation of the banking industry because they've tightened up so much that now it's making it incredibly difficult, even with good projects, for people to be able to get the money they need. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with Lance right after this.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma,
and heart disease
are the number one cause of death,
disability,
and rising health care costs
in the United States. Today,
more than 86%
of our health care spending goes to treating people with chronic disease.
diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising health care costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
The real estate market is on fire. If you want top dollar for your home, it's a great time to sell. With Marshall Realty's 90-day guarantee, you'll feel confident in selling your home right now. Call today to find out how you can take advantage of this hot market.
Car trouble happens. It's inconvenient, costly, and sometimes even dangerous. Unless you've got this, a AAA card. Same size as a credit card, but it's actually a Get It card. Need a tow? Tire change? Battery? Get It. 24/7, all by AAA certified road service technicians. And a AAA card goes with you, no matter whose vehicle you're in. How much for all this peace of mind? Only $56 a year. Call now and get it.
Get this beverage container free. Visit AAA.com/get it or call 1-844-867-3731.
With a AAA card, you get 24/7 emergency roadside service for just $56 a year. And discounts on purchases that can save you more than $56 a year. At places like Century Theaters, Reebok Outlets, Lens Crafters, auto repairs at any AAA-approved facility, and more. All for a price our members think is worth every penny. Only $56 a year. Call now and get it.
Get this hot and cold beverage container free. Visit AAA.com/get it or call AAA now at 1-844-867-3731.
Do you want guaranteed results when selling your home? If you do, then you need an agent that will put his own money on the line. Marshall Realty does exactly that with their 90-day guarantee program. Call 787-7400 today to get your home sold guaranteed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Lance Gilman. He's the partner broker for the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. So we've talked about this before, but sir, you are running out of land. You know, if you keep selling land in $1,000 chunks, then you're going to run out of land. Are you still in negotiations to perhaps pick up additional land in northern Nevada to expand Tahoe Reno Industrial
Center? Sam, we're always looking. We're always looking. And the path of development, obviously, with this new USA Parkway coming down and headed south, we're going to get a lot of the truck traffic off of I-80. It'll probably 80% of the truck traffic out of the park will head south now, which is going to open 95A up down through Yarrington, Silver Springs, the airport down that direction. So I think the path of growth will naturally head south as far as it can, based upon utilities and land availability. So we're always looking. But the other side of that coin is, yes, we've absorbed a lot of land, but, Sam, there's a lot of land out there.
Right.
And so, you know, when we started, we bought 104,000 acres. We have 30,000 acres developable. And we have a 5,000, we break it into 5,000-acre pods. You know, you have to identify it in a small. So in 5,000 acres, we can build 100 million feet of under roof. We can employ 50,000 people. And so we have three of those that we're filling right now, but we have three more in the queue. So it's not like we're going to run out of land in my lifetime. So
don't be so sure of that.
Well, I'd love it. I mean, I never dreamed we'd be out of South Meadows Double Diamond Ranch in 9 years either. Nobody did. You know, the university looked at that and said, well, based on the rate of absorption, it's a 25-year right absorption rent window, and we were out of there in 9 years of land sales. So what could happen out of TRI? You're right. You're right. At the rate that we never dreamed that people would be coming out there and taking 2,000 and 3,000 acres at a pop. And I think it's possible. It's possible that Tesla will own 10,000 acres within
really?
The next foreseeable future. So those folks, if you go back and look at when we allocated the incentive package out of the governor's office and on the special session, they were talking about 8 million feet on the ground and 6,500 employees. Elon Musk just announced at the ribbon cutting 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago. No. They're focused on 10,000 employees and 20 million feet under roof. So we went from 6.5 million feet under roof to 20, and we went from 6,500 people to 10,000, and is all on the projections. So they are growing. I have no idea how.
So the question then becomes, you know, how much can we absorb before it becomes problematic?
The good Lord will never give you more to do than you can handle, Sam.
is the bigger question air quality more than it is water? Because you can always import water at a certain price, but air quality for certainly Reno is going to be an issue at some point.
Depends on the industry, because we're in a serious containment area, and so most of the companies that are coming out there do not have an air quality component. So it really depends. We're not doing smokestacks and releasing a lot. You know, our biggest air quality problem is the dust that blows around here when the winds blow, and not necessarily what our industry is doing. So, no, I don't see air quality as a challenge. As far as TRI is concerned, we are in a very, very comfortable zone. We can build three TRIs over the next 20 years and never get really close to our water capability out there. So we're in very good shape water-wise for TRI. And, you know, that's a blessing. And air quality, no, I don't see that being necessary. But I am anxious to see all of the surrounding communities, whether it be Reno or Sparks or Fernley or Fallon or Silver Springs or Carson City. They are going to have a lot of challenges come at them. And so if they're in a position of not approving maps, and I've seen some of that happening now with some of the companies that are trying to build right now in those jurisdictions, and they are having an extremely difficult time in their permitting processes. So all of the communities have an opportunity right now to lose, but they really need to start focusing on getting the job done and not being anti-growth, if you will, or development.
We had the assistant city manager for North Las Vegas on the program when we were taping back in D.C., and he said the reason that they've been able to move forward with Apex and other projects is they copied the way that permitting was done in Story County. So you are changing the face of the state in yet another way. That's where we got to leave it. More critical issues down in Carson Valley in a couple of weeks. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is sponsored by Valley Electric Association, Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and Capital Partners.
I needed them when my car broke down.
I needed them on a Saturday.
When I needed to keep the lights on.
When he broke his arm.
When my pipe broke.
For just 3 days.
Check City. Short-term loans, installment and title loans, check cashing and gold buying.
I just needed them for a couple of weeks.
I needed them at night.
To avoid bouncing a check.
Check City, when you need cash.
Celebrate Labor Day at the grand opening of Home Express Furniture Kids and Futons with savings equal to the sales tax on over $1.5 million in brand-name furniture. A 5-piece pub dining set plus free bench for only $9.99. Or the 6-piece power recliner sectional for only $15.98. Purchase this 4-piece kids bedroom set and free chest for only $6.98. Or your choice of futon for $1.98. And receive a free recliner with any $12.99 purchase. Hurry, because these savings will end soon. Only at Home Express Furniture Kids and Futons at the Sparks Galleria.
On our next broadcast, more on economic development with Lynn Keller.